Visit Orkin.com for a free estimate.
Hey, is it a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Friday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Friday, July 6th, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a good show today. We got a lot to do today. We are going to hear from Josh Williams, 7:25, talking some college football scheduling out there today with him. At 8:05 this morning, Joe Galbraith is going to join us. He is the assistant athletic director over at the Clemson Tigers, and he is going to tell us about the new student ticket plan, student ticket options, three different options. Actually, if you think about it, six different options. We can tell you about the 10,200 season tickets per game and how that's going to all work out. So we'll get into that today. Normally, that time slot is reserved for John Stillwell, Jinx Inc. Realty, and the great folks there, second nicest man in America. Because Joe is coming on 8:05, we'll move John back to 8:25. He's kind enough to do that today. Talk a little outdoor hunting and fishing. And then the rest of the show, we'll talk about Kawhi Leonard and his trade options. So 3 hours of breaking down every team, every salary cap. Just kidding. Won't do that. We will talk a little college football today. I have some questions for Zach Orr before he takes off. We'll get 2 hours with him and 1 hour with Kelly Gramlich. We'll also preview the World Cup. Was that Uruguay, France today at 10 o'clock. Brazil, Belgium at 2. Tomorrow, Sweden, England at 10. Russia and Croatia at 2. Down to the quarterfinals, semifinals coming up next Tuesday and Wednesday. Major League Baseball action from last night. The Atlanta Braves lose. Braves lead now over the Phillies down to one game. Boston and the Yankees were off last night. Boston remains one game up there. The PGA Tour's up at the Green Bar. Really cool military salute at the Greenbrier. And cool for Webb Simpson. Shoot 61. I watched Webb Simpson swing a golf club, and I don't see how there's any way in the world he could ever do what he does, but he shot 61 yesterday. So we'll get into that in just a little bit. Can also get you ready for what was a not a great sports weekend. Decent one. We'll talk about it throughout the show. The aforementioned producer of the show, at least for the next 2 hours, but not for the next 2 weeks. Mr. War 24 in the Twitter world, number one in your heart. I take it you still reached on Twitter during his fortnight. The engineer of the show, the producer of the show, the captain of the ship, El Capitan. The ore that stirs the pot, Zach Orr. Hey, buddy.
Mickey Plyler, how are you doing?
Sad.
No, it's a good day. I'm happy to see you in studio.
I'm happy to be in studio.
Mm-hmm.
Showered, got me a collared shirt on, got a little meeting after.
Where are you going after this?
I got a little meeting after. Meet with a future client today, hopefully.
Whoa! Yeah.
Looking forward to that.
So you got up a little earlier than you wanted to today.
Yeah. slept on the couch last night with the dogs.
Oh, no.
Don't sleep as good as doing an engineer sleep bed.
Oh, no.
I know. But, and I'm sure my wife misses me already. Because she's down at the beach, too.
She's down the shore?
Yeah. That's where she lives. That's her dual residency.
But you enjoyed your trip. You enjoyed your trip down to Addis, though.
I did the beach again yesterday.
How about that? You're a beach bum now.
Did I tell you about the old grandpa that was hammered coming down? He had flip-flops on. His other kids were throwing the ball. And he's like, hey, man, throw me the ball. He's got his, like, fedora-looking hat on. Like, he's just hammered. We call him Pap-Pap. And, like, you can tell he's drunk and he wants to hog the game. And, like, then they throw one, like, he goes up for pattern and he just face plants it, man. It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Like, Pap-Pap, you okay?
Yeah. Let me be clear. Pap-Pap comes across the middle. That'd be the last mistake he makes.
Taking out Pap-Pap.
Mm.
I wish I'd had it on video.
There ain't no targeting in beach football.
No. There ain't a commissioner. I can tell you that much.
Mm-mm.
There might be some concussions, but it won't be documented in any kind of fines or anything.
No, sir.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing well.
What did I miss yesterday? Catch me up. What'd you do?
We did a little show yesterday. That was the highlight of my day. That's all you needed to know for my day yesterday.
You packed finally, thank goodness.
Yeah, I did finally pack.
Tell me this, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and you're going for 2 weeks, which is a big deal.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But packing, people act like, I got to start packing. Oh, man, I'm dreading this. I got to start packing soon. Like, we're only leaving a week. Like, packing takes like 15 minutes.
It's.
Tops.
It's easy.
People are overrating it, right?
It's easy when the laundry's done. That's the biggest part, doing all the laundry before you leave. And we did that a week ago, and then I just left mine and waited, and she's running around with her head cut off trying to get it done.
And people panic about packing.
I did mine last night.
Yeah. How long did it take? For 2 weeks, how long did it take?
15 minutes.
A minute a day.
Yeah.
See?
But it's easy. Like I said, the moment I forget one thing over there, well, if you had packed a week in advance, we could have could have foreseen this. Well, okay.
You know, and you're not carrying on, obviously, because you got 2 weeks worth of clothes.
Well, I'm checking a bag and then I'm carrying on like a duffel, but it's not very full.
See, I save room. You know where?
Where?
Underwear.
Mm.
I'm all out there, buddy.
I appreciate you putting that out there for the listening audience.
Don't have room to pack it. Gotta leave it at home, buddy.
Listen, we got 16 pairs in the old check bag.
Nah, you got to save some room there.
No, you know what? I'll sacrifice.
It was Independence Day this week. You got to be independent of them.
I'll sacrifice and we'll offer the support is what we'll opt for.
What's the one thing you're looking forward to the most on the trip?
The one thing I'm looking forward to the most?
Yeah.
I don't know if there's one particular thing.
Give me a couple of things.
You know, I'm looking forward to actually where we started the trip. We started in Scotland.
Yeah.
Edinburgh is a city that's built around the Edinburgh Castle. So at the center of the city and elevated is a castle itself, and we'll be visiting that, and hopefully that'll be some spectacular views. And I'm excited to go to Northern Ireland, the homeland,
Belfast,
and we'll be around there. We've been in contact with a couple of ores over there, and we're hoping to see some homesteads and do that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Y'all crashing at their place. They don't know it yet.
No.
Hey, y'all family.
Hey, what's going on?
I got the couch.
So we're looking forward to stuff like that.
So you going to Scotland?
Scotland, Northern Ireland, and then down through the Republic all the way, ended up in Dublin at the end of it.
Right.
Work our way down the coast.
No London, though.
Well, listen, if England's going to be there in the World Cup final.
You're thinking.
I don't know if I can forgive myself.
Can you just go just from, like, you got to have a passport to get from, like, Scotland to Northern Ireland and Ireland to down to the Republic?
Yeah, and you know.
But not Scotland or England, right?
The U.S. passport is accepted pretty much everywhere, so
you're good.
It wouldn't be a huge problem.
So I'm looking, now are you going to do this? Are we going to have any contact with you? I don't have contact with you after the show anyway.
No,
I won't get any pictures, I won't get any kind of, you won't believe it.
I mean, something extraordinary would have to happen for that to be the case. I'm bringing my phone, but I'm turning it off.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
So I can't say, hey, man, I'm going to text you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the double that Stan just hit off the wall? I can't give you one of those.
No, you will not be able to reach me.
I can't
that
give
way.
You a boy. Severiano is just dealing tonight.
He's dealing tonight. I'm hoping he has what is he at, 13 now? I'm hoping he has 15, maybe 16 wins by the time he gets back. 15 wins.
You're going to miss the All-Star game.
Mm-hmm. Tell me. Is he going to start the All-Star game?
Oh, yeah. You better keep up with it over there, though.
Well, we'll figure something out.
Take your iPad over there.
I don't have an iPad. I don't live the lifestyle, the luxurious lifestyle that you might be accustomed to. I only have the old iPhone, unfortunately.
So y'all at the Griswolds, man. You got the whole fam going.
Well, it's a once-in-a-lifetime trip. Everyone wants to be part of it.
Who's the leader? Who's Clark?
My old man.
He is?
Yeah.
Like, he's into that.
No, he's got it all planned out. He's ready to go.
Really?
That's his thing.
He's got it, huh?
He is ready.
Is he on
go.
The itinerary? Like, everybody's got
there
been
will
emailed
be
the itinerary?
A Manila folder that he carries around every
really?
Day. And it'll have what we'll be doing.
He's got it.
He's got it all planned out.
Good for
out.
Him, man.
Thankfully, he is intelligent enough to built in some free days where we're not living and dying by the Manila folder.
Good.
So everybody stays happy, and it'll be a good time.
What's the friction level going to be like?
Friction level?
Yeah, well, like somebody's going to have it out, right?
Nah, I don't foresee that being too big of a problem.
I will tell you this, you lose weight there.
You think so?
I hear, man. Food's awful.
Well, we'll see what happens.
When in Rome, though.
When in Rome.
Anything else going yesterday?
That's really, I guess, about it, isn't it?
Yeah. I drove home yesterday. I did a little beach time after the show.
I can't believe that.
I did, man.
I can't believe you would
have
the audacity.
I did from 11 to 1. Drove home, stopped by, saw my old man.
You're not burned. That's good.
Yeah, oh, no. I was underneath the tent. Mm. Big old tent the whole time. Great big old tent. One of the funniest things I've ever seen. There's a couple beside us. And they had a severely autistic son that was kind of sad to see. But they're trying to put up this stretchy tent.
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen one?
No.
You put this sand in these four corners.
Stretchy tent.
You try to put these two poles underneath it. Finally, my buddy and I went and got our two extra umbrellas and opened up for us. I said, I'm sorry, y'all. I said, well, it's so kind of you. So, you know.
Look at you guys just playing hero.
Well, I mean, you know. Sit and watch them fight that. It's comedy for a while. And then after our sides were splitting, we went over and helped.
How? How long did it take you to get back? You hit traffic?
Well, I stopped in Irmo and saw my dad for a while. Also, I had a little scary stuff. My grandmother's in the ER last night. 93-year-old grandmother. A little respiratory issues. But they sent her home last night.
She's good to go?
Yeah, she's good.
Give her another 100,000 miles?
Yep. You know, I told you what Rod Dangerfield said.
What's that?
When the doctor gave him 6 months to live, mm-hmm. couldn't pay his bill, gave him 6 more months. I love that one. So, I got one thing to beg of you.
What's that?
Don't mail it in, bud.
Don't mail what in?
Today.
Ah, it's 6:50.
I need 2 solid hours
mailed.
From you.
Priority mailed, though. Priority mailed. We're keeping it classy.
All right. What's on tap for segment two?
Oh, we're mailing it. We're not doing segment two today. We're just doing complete silence today.
Seriously?
And we'll have a nice, quiet discussion.
Do you want to see how long you can go with silence and reading?
No, but we should probably talk about, we're going to talk a little about the student ticket policy.
Good. I'll say that one then.
I know we're going to have old Joey G on at 8:05.
Yeah.
But I won't be here at 8:05, so let's...
You'll be in the car listening.
Let's have a quick discussion about it next segment, if you don't mind.
That suits me. Quickly, we talked about this before, Uruguay and France. That should be a good one. In ranking the games in order of excitement, but give me a little biggie over there.
Oh, boy. Biggie in the first segment.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the games, I think, in the least. I don't know, man. All of them have a little interesting storyline.
Okay.
But give me an idea of your excitement for today, 10 o'clock. You're going for us.
I like this.
Huh. How about a little 2 o'clock today? Brazil, Belgium. To all the ladies, a little more, huh?
That's the one?
Is that the best game in the tournament so far? That Spain-Portugal game is good.
That Spain-Portugal game is fantastic, but this might be right there with it.
Tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock, a little Sweden and the Three Lions. 2, Russia and Croatia. Really, man, the home team, dude. The home team.
I am not going to be rooting for the Putins.
Really?
I'll tell you right now.
Huh. I hate that, man. I thought you'd be all into that.
I won't be doing it. I won't be doing it.
You're pulling for Croatia, former Soviet bloc country, right?
But they're not anymore. They're out.
Right.
But, you know, today, obviously, Brazil-Belgium, 2 o'clock, huge game. First game will be great. It'll whet your appetite beautifully. But Brazil and Belgium should be an absolute cracker.
Hey, later in the show, I've got a couple of questions for you.
What part of mailing it in do you not understand? where I don't want to be asked questions.
Well, I'll tell you what to do. What? There's a time clock over there. You can hit it on the way out, and I'll take care of it. If you do want to participate, I got two. I got a couple of three questions for you.
What are those questions?
I'll give you two of them now.
What are they? What are they?
And we're going to get into them in the third and fourth segments.
Okay.
Miami or Virginia Tech?
Okay.
Short term, long term.
Okay.
And we'll revisit this. We've done this Tennessee and Florida. I was going through Columbia yesterday. And I was listening to Gamecock Radio.
Sorry.
And about the Southeastern Conference. Anyway, they had a Rivals.com guy, and the guy was really ripping Florida recruiting. Saying, I don't know why they're not recruiting right now. Like, do they not know you need to recruit? So it kind of changed my attitude a little bit about Tennessee and Florida. Tennessee's recruiting like crazy. A little bit of gray area. Florida's not recruiting very hard at all right now, or not very successful right now. So we'll revisit that. So Miami or Virginia Tech, Tennessee, Florida. I have several other ones, little either ors out there. We do a lot of that when you're gone, by the way.
Little either ors?
Yeah. Who you got? But we'll do that coming up. Looking forward to that. Hey, my friends at Trail want to remind you that, A, Mr. Or 24 is going to go down in his gun,
oh, when's this
bow.
Happening? When are we doing this?
We were going to do it next week, but hey.
But, yeah, conveniently next week.
Yeah.
While I'm out of the country.
I'll ask Will.
Will you shoot for me? You step in for me?
You don't want me to.
Come on,
I'm terrible, man.
You got this.
No, I'm terrible.
How hard are you going to be?
It's hard for me. It's extremely difficult for me. I don't have this. Remember the guy said, I don't have your back?
I don't know how to look at you this morning, showered with a collar shirt on today.
I look good, huh?
I mean, you look good, but like...
I look good.
I'm accustomed,
now you see what Meredith sees in
you. I'm aware of what Meredith sees in you.
Right.
I'm accustomed to seeing t-shirt, shorts, and flip-flops.
Hat.
And a hat.
Mange.
And now you're showered up. You probably put a little cologne on this morning, maybe. You got a little collar shirt, Aqua some deodorant. Velma. My goodness.
A little Brute 33.
Woo, mama. Hope it's not a female client today. We got to keep them away.
I'll carry a stick over there. Tell you that. I'll carry one of these with me at all times. Here's what I'll tell you about Trail. They could do the hard bid deal. They can do the design build deal. They could do everything. They like doing starting in reverse and building the thing backwards for you. Design to a budget is what they say. So you tell them your budget, and then they'll make the design. That way, your building's not going to be over what they say it's going to be. And they're going to give you an end date, and it's not going to be over when they say it's going to be. And as a result, among the other things, there's one of the things like they just make it right. Will Hush told me this one time. He's like, we don't want to sue people. Nobody sues us. He goes, I'm telling you what happens here is that we have zero adversarial relationships. And I was like, how's that? He goes, look, it's just better to go ahead and fix it now than to have issues come up later on. And when a client has something that they want, we're going to make it right. So your next building, think about Trail.
TREHEL.com.
Let Trail take care of you. 800-319-7006. 800-319-7006. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Clemson has a new student ticket policy. Zach Orr will lead us through that in segment two right after this.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee or the woods for camping, Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear, featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno Hammocks, Kavu Rope Bags, Mountain Khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd. Are you ready for your upcoming move? Relax, because my friends at Tiger Moving have been trained to quarterback their move for you. Skip the headache and the backache. Hire the clean-cut, athletic movers. They have the experience, attitude, and equipment to make your moving experience completely stress-free. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to book your next move with Tiger Moving of Greenville. Licensed and insured to operate in Greenville, Spartanburg, and Anderson counties. Go Tigers!
You have the Samsung Galaxy S9. You are holding the fastest smartphone in your hands. It's the fastest smartphone in your house, in your workplace, in your city. Which means you can scroll faster, load faster, stream faster, watch faster, and search faster. All because you have the Samsung Galaxy S9. The fastest smartphone ever.
Analysis by Ookla, speed test intelligent data for February to April 2018, comparing mean download speeds, weighted averages on major nationwide carriers, 4G LTE network results.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recent robbery, here to describe the event, a recliner.
So, I'm taking my afternoon nap, when suddenly I hear a commotion. As I look up, two dudes wearing ski masks run out the door with a flat-screen TV.
Did you chase after them?
I can't run with claw feet.
Your recliner can't help in a robbery, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property loss. Go to geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
It's a great time to buy a new car, and the best place to shop for one is Walhalla's Ford dealer, Edwards Auto Sales. In business for over 50 years, you'll find a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Fords, plus lots of local trade-ins. The Edwards family believes in customer service and was voted Oconee's best new car dealer for the fifth year in a row in 2016. For the best price, best service, and the best car buying experience, go see Edwards Auto Sales, Highway 28 in Walhalla.
Ready SC, in cooperation with Kobelco Construction Machinery, is currently seeking individuals for warehouse associates, assemblers, welders, and industrial painters. Kobelco, a worldwide producer of crawler excavators, will be hosting a recruitment event on Friday, July 13th and Saturday, July 14th at their facility in Moore. For additional information and to apply online prior to the event on July 13th and 14th, go to readysc.org/Kobelco or contact your local SC Works office. Kobelco is an equal opportunity employer.
Your daily recommended allowance of sports. We are WCCP 105.5. The Roar.
Bang, bang into the room. I know you want it. Bang, bang all over you. I'll let you have it. Wait a minute, let me take you back. Wait a minute to your ball. Bang, bang, there goes your heart. I know you want it. Back, back seat of my car. I'll let you have it.
My friends at Croot LED would love for you to get in touch with them. If you're looking for, I'll talk to you a little bit about your signs. Because these LED lights that go into your signs really are amazing and can change the way that your signs look. And Zach, I'm going to show you a couple pictures here. First, look at LA's gas station difference in normal lights and LED lights. That's amazing, huh?
Yes.
And then look at the difference in these lights right here, like the difference in what these signs look like compared to, see that?
Yes.
Awesome.
I mean, stunning, really.
It's like, why even have a sign unless you have LED lights in them?
Exactly right.
Let me show you one just for the difference in what it looks like.
See, there's
There's a Dairy Queen right there.
Yeah,
there's
a little DQ action.
Let me show you what it looks like just
give me a little Heath Bar Blizzard over there.
Love the Heath Bar Blizzard, but. Let me show you one that was like just in the hallway, all right? At an office building. It just looks different, man. Just parking lot lights. Look different than two parking lots.
Wow.
It's amazing, dude.
Oh, wow.
So if you're a business, call Croot LED. Get in touch with them. Let them take care of you. You know, at 401-8506, 401-856. Plus, on top of that, your Duke Energy customer, you get the rebates up front, which you can't beat. I love it.
Cannot beat it.
CruitLED.com, 401-8506, or exit 19B off of I-85, right beside J. Peters. Mr. Orr 24, segment 2. Don't check out on me.
We're doing silence, right?
No.
Nice, easy, quiet segment. No, we're going to talk a little bit about the student ticket options that were released by Clemson yesterday. Obviously, student tickets, a hotly contested topic here in the upstate of South Carolina and around Tigertown. There were some problems last year with the hill not being to capacity, with students not claiming tickets, with the students who get free tickets not holding up their end of the bargain and filling that stadium. This policy aims to fix that. 10,200 total student tickets per game are available for these kids to either buy. Now they can buy them now, or there will be a lottery as well. $210 for a season ticket. 3,600 of those 10,000 will be season tickets, allocated for season tickets. $210, all the home games. You have a guaranteed ticket. You're not entering a lottery. You're not doing any kind of crazy stuff. $30 a game. You can sit up top and have yourself a day. Or Mickey Plowler, you can sit downstairs. $280, not on the hill. You got a seat. You're downstairs. You're on one of those bleachers. And for a measly $280, you can have a guaranteed ticket to every single Clemson home game this year. I think this is aiming towards the students that want to be there, that want to make the investment in it, and maybe couldn't have claimed a ticket because of their status through IPTE or their class ranking or whatever it may have been in seasons past. And this is hoping to eradicate that kind of problem. Or Mickey say, 280 and 210 is too rich for your blood. Say that's just out of the question. You can't do it. There is a single game lottery for free that will be available for every single game. All students may register for any game, prioritized based on credit hours and IPTE membership. 5,100 of those tickets will be available. 2,600 on the lower are in the lower deck, 1,000 in the upper deck, and 1,500 of them on the hill. Again, free single game lotteries. And Mickey, let's say you couldn't do any of that. You couldn't afford 280, you couldn't afford 210. For some reason, you were just absolutely swamped during the week. There was no way, shape, or form you could just register for 3 minutes on that lottery, claim your ticket, and then print it out or pick it up. There is a game day pickup option now for free. First come, first serve. On-campus pickup location only. 1,500 hill tickets plus the unclaimed lottery tickets or return tickets will be available to any of the students there. When I saw this release yesterday, I immediately tweeted it out. I wanted to see what people thought about it. The responses on my end were mostly positive. And we had talked about it briefly, but I'd like to bring that up again now. For me, this is a system and a plan and an option that rarely kind of does something for everybody. It gives the people who really want to be there and are committed to be there and don't want to have to mess around with the pickup or the lottery an opportunity to purchase season tickets. An easy 280, and you're sitting downstairs for a Division I football team that's going to be one of the best in the country next year. I don't know if there's a better value out there right now. Or you can continue to do your free lottery and roll the dice, risk it for the biscuit. This is, by all accounts, for me, a fantastic plan.
Here's what I thought of. Remember when we were trying to decide, like, okay, y'all fix it. I can't fix it. Y'all fix it. And I would bring up something and go, well, how about this? And I bring up something else. They go, how about this? And while there is no perfect plan, mm-hmm. and while somebody's always going to bring up something,
mm-hmm.
the one word I would describe this is as comprehensive.
Yes.
My expanded vocabulary leads me to that. This is something that has been thought about in depth. One thing I'll ask Joe Galbraith is, I'm sure, I don't know, like, who's at that table? And it's got to be students. Sure. What are you laughing at? I didn't hear you. What did you say?
I'll tell you later.
The student government had to be there. IPTE had to be there. Tickets had to be there. Dan Radakovich, Graham Neff. A bunch of really smart people.
This is quick. Together. This is a quick turnaround from the Radakovich presser where he talks about being instructed to fill the hill. And what are we? We're less than a month later where we got a plan rolled out, ready to go.
I'm sure that they were working on it before that.
Hey, I'm sure they were, but you know, we're sitting in July. We're still 57 days away from the home opener, and we've got a policy in place that should be good to go for the home opener.
All right. Some of the facts that come out of it.
Some of the facts.
10,200 tickets.
Yes.
The same amount as it has been.
Mm-hmm.
There are IPTE Collegiate Club benefits. You can sit with your friends now. That works out.
The IPTE benefits, from what I understand, would be before the class benefits. So IPTE and grad students on Monday would get the lottery.
Right.
Seniors Tuesday, juniors Wednesday, Thursday, sophomores, so on and so forth.
I think they're going to be flooded with this season ticket part of it.
I hope they will. I hope they sell that out real quickly.
Yes. You can still transfer tickets over, which is nice. You can sit with your friends, which is nice. Look, the bottom line is that if you're the person that wants to buy a ticket, you can. If you want to buy the lower deck, you can. You want to buy the upper deck, you can. If you're a person that wants to risk it and can't go to all the games or whatever, and you feel like you can want to try to risk it for, like you said, risk it for the biscuit, for lower deck, for upper deck, or the hill, you can do that. Or game day pickup. You know, if you're the person who wants to camp out and try to have a good time and do all that on the sit on the hill that game day, all of it looks good to me. It's got, the way I understand it, the way it's looking at it, and I'm sure, now again, somebody's going to bring up something that, well, my daughter's got a lab, and we got these lab fees, and then also that she got a lab, she can't go to camp out, and there's something up, you know. Maybe downtown you can't get hammered if you want to go do the...
So 3,000 is capacity on the hill, is what we're saying from this?
What we're saying from this is 3,000 is capacity from the hill.
Okay, so this is the only place I see this being a problem. The game day pickup stuff. Mm-hmm. There's a really realistic chance that all those tickets aren't claimed on game day. What do they do with those tickets if they're not claimed? Are they giving them to the general public at that point?
Well, at this point, now going into it, you're only talking about 1,500, because 1,500 should go through the lottery.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, if you claim a ticket and don't pick it up or don't go, mm-hmm. you're penalized.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't see that on.
I read that now. I don't know if that's how they do that. Well, I'll ask Joe Galbraith.
But what I'm looking at here, single game lottery, 1,500 of those will be designated for the hill.
Yes.
For the game day pickup, 1,500 of them will be we put aside for that.
Right.
So half of your hill tickets are going to be available on the day of the game.
Right.
What if those aren't claimed? Then you're still stuck with half a full hill.
But aren't they going to be claimed, right?
I don't know. That's the thing.
What you're telling me is, mm-hmm. with 1,500 available on a game day Saturday,
mm-hmm.
that you got the choice either just walk over there and go to the football game, or don't walk over there and go to the football game. You're not going to walk over and go to football
game? For me, easy choice. You're walking over there for a football game. No doubt about it. But what I'm saying is, what happens if kids opt not to do that? Do those tickets get pushed back to the general public?
I don't know. Well, that's Joe.
That's something to think about.
I'll ask Joe Galbraith, 805. I just can't see. I think the bigger issue will be more than 1,500 showing up on game day and some getting turned down. But you know what? You had a chance to buy them. You had a chance to do a single game lottery.
Sure.
It's just a risky run. That's the way I look at it. And you know what? Maybe they find out after game one that they might need to do 2,000 for the lottery, single game lottery, and 1,000. Maybe they make adjustments for it. I don't know.
Yeah.
But this is comprehensive. I think this touches everybody. I can't afford it? Fine. You've got, if you don't want to buy them, if you do want to buy them, there's 3,600 available to you. 2,600 lower deck tickets available for you. 1,000 upper deck tickets. If you don't want to buy them, you still got 8,000 or almost 8,000 free tickets per game. And if you get in that lottery, you're talking about over 5,000. In that lottery, not 8,000, is it? It's 66, almost 7,000. If you do want to do the lottery, you know, you got that many. If not, then you still got another chance. There's actually six different plans throughout all of this.
That was the only thing I saw people get hung up on yesterday when they didn't make it past the first block. And they're like, well, pay for season tickets. And it wasn't students that were upset about it. It was the parents that are upset about it, of course, because they're footing the bill for this. Oh, it's been tradition. We never pay for tickets. This is ridiculous.
Okay. You don't have to.
And I was keep reading. Keep reading the information.
Right.
And they wouldn't have it. People don't do that. They get mad.
Oh, no. People would never actually do that. If I am right, if my numbers are correct.
Numbers matter.
That's true. 6,600 free tickets per game.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I didn't win the lottery. Fine. You know what? Then if you chose not to buy lower deck tickets, then you got upper deck tickets. If you chose not to buy upper deck tickets, then you got lower deck or hill tickets in the lottery. If you didn't get those, then you got lower deck tickets in the lottery. If you didn't get those, then you got upper deck tickets in the lottery. And through all of that, if you didn't get any of that, then you can get your butt up out of bed and get over there early and get in for free.
You know what? It's, you know, they give, what is it, 3,600 of season tickets. Some people can't afford it. I get it. It's fine. But there's a reason there's 6,600 of these tickets available to you.
Right.
During at game day and then the lottery before. For free. They're still available. They're still out there for you. You won't have as much competition because there might be 3,600 less people having already bought their ticket. It works for everybody. Comprehensive was the right word.
Doug in Seneca says, TigerNet article says that sometime on Saturday, depending on the game time, they will be released, or at least tickets not picked up to the general public. I didn't read that.
I didn't read that either, but I
trust Doug in Seneca.
I do trust Doug, and he seems like a trustworthy fellow.
Or ask Joe Galbraith.
But I would still ask Joe.
Right. You won't be here, but I'll ask you.
I'm calling in.
Okay. I made this statement in one of my email bags that one of the things I know you have to do with this crowd, with these young kids, they've got an excuse for everything. I don't want to camp out. I want to camp out. I don't want to camp out. We camped out. It was too wet. I had a class. I had tests that night. I had a lab. I don't have any money. I spent it all at Tiger Town doing shots. Had to change the oil in my Beamer.
Oh.
Get my Earl changed in my Beamer so I don't have any money. In my $1,000 a month apartment.
Hey, you got to live, man. Got to live.
Oh, I know. But my point through all that, oh, it's too early.
I can't help the outrageous rent prices.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's too hot. I get all of those, right?
Rent prices are so good down here.
Huh?
I said rent prices are so good down here.
Oh, I know. But the point is, I made the point that you have to take away as many excuses as you can.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to do a la carte in there somehow, some way. I didn't know how to do it. But they touched on, I don't know what else you could have done.
This is why they're doing what they're doing and we're doing what we're doing.
Right. They're smart. I threw my hands up and says, can't fix it. Tried. I quit. You guys do it. You know what? They did.
You figure it out.
Yeah, you figured it out. Remember that? Yeah, yeah.
You figure it out.
That's a YP, not an MP.
Turns out they did.
They did. I want to hear one complaint. There it is. There's going to be one.
Well, there's the guy that hates students.
Yeah.
There's the parent that doesn't want to pay for season tickets even though they don't have to.
6,600 free ones.
Yeah. What else could there possibly be? There's probably the guy that's worried about too much traffic near the stadium for picking up tickets at the ticket office. He'll probably be upset about that somehow.
Yeah.
There's always somebody out there, but far and wide, this is
Trump's fault.
This is it is.
Yeah.
And far and wide, this is a great policy.
It is.
From the beginning.
Very seldom have I used comprehensive.
We'll see how it works during the season, but right now it looks great.
Yeah, they'll revisit if not. These are smart people, man. I got to give them a heck of a lot of credit for all this. That's good stuff. All right. If you have issues, give me a buzz. Or if you have comments on it, we'll take open phone lines in the next segment. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Text line, health care text line, 986-1566. By the way, that's our Northern Communication phone lines.
By the way.
And our Twitter, at Mickey Pollard, at Mr. Orr24, but only for the next 2 hours.
Did you see my Twitter yesterday?
What was it about?
I got a really disappointing email yesterday.
From Masters.
Got the old rejection email yesterday.
You wouldn't have gone anyway.
I won't go. I won't do it now.
Okay, well,
I didn't want to go.
That frees up my other three tickets.
I didn't want to go.
Text said, do fraternities still get blocks? No. No blocks. Hadn't had blocks in a while. I won't have blocks.
Fraternities.
Good. Suck. Don't need blocks.
Fraternities are terrible.
Buy your friends. You know what I'm saying? Go make your own friends. By the way, my car's down in the pit. Go get it.
Hey, go buy me a six pack, pack of cigs, and a log of Coke, please. If it's not wintergreen, don't even think about coming back.
All right. I do want to tell my friends about my friends at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Now is a perfect time to sit down and do a little refinancing. Look, if you thinking about $280 or $210, $30 a game, $40 a game. If you're thinking about that, and that might be a little for, hey, you know what? A little refinance in the old house here. Zach, it's not as simple as, oh, we can get a lower rate, because there's other things to consider. There's points and things like this is always to consider. And there's refinancing in there always to consider. The problem is that the we think, oh, well, I'll just refinance it to get a lower rate. I'll refinance. Need someone to help guide you through this process. There's a refinancing guide that they have up there. Questions you need to be asking up there now at primelendingsc.com. Mark Hawkins and his team has put that up. Go with them. Just start a conversation with them. It is our great friends over at Prime Lending and primelendingsc.com. Text that sound like you got blackballed. Nah.
Sounds like you got blackballed.
Had plenty of friends.
There's nothing like paying dues to keep your friends semester to semester.
You know how many frat dudes to exchange a light bulb?
Yeah, I mean.
Six.
Why is that?
One to do it, five to make a t-shirt about it.
Hey, nothing better than that.
I hate it. I miss on that. Fall formal.
Mountain weekend. Oh, my God.
You paint your coolers with your mountain weekend.
Get your coolers painted up. Get your cool. Wear your New Balances and your high white socks. And your shorts that just go past your boys there. And then we'll have ourselves a mountain weekend.
How about being 215 degrees? You got to wear a suit and a coat and tie.
I don't know.
Bowman or something.
I can't do it.
Short break. We'll come back more after this.
The countdown is on. 57 days till Clemson football on the flagship station for Clemson athletics.
Man in motion. Right to left, make the pitch to him, back the pass. Looking downfield, here comes some pressure. And down he'll go as he'll get sacked in the backfield. Sterling Johnson got to him, and Sterling now comes up with his third sack of the year.
We are WCCP 105.5, The Roar.
When seconds count, a coach must have a team that can perform. The Tigers certainly proved that in the national championship game. You can expect the same from Priority One Security's local monitoring station. Break-ins happen in a matter of seconds. Well-trained, highly skilled operators' rapid response makes all the difference between a break-in and an attempted break-in. Trust in local monitoring from Priority One.
See us on the web at priority1security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior virility on demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-645-4371. That's 800-645-4371. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-645-4371.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Calling all manufacturer plants. Crute LED has partnered with Duke Power to help you save money with your lighting.
Whether you need LED tube lights, LED high bay light fixtures, parking pole light, or 6-inch down lights, Crute LED will pass on Duke Power rebate upfront to you on verification of your business's Duke Power bill. Visit online at CruteLED.com or visit their office at 109 Interstate Boulevard in Anderson's 864-401-8506 or email sales at CruteLED.com.
You are a hero. You may not fight killer robots, but a crabby toddler can be a formidable foe.
No!
Luckily, you're armed with a Chrysler Pacifica. Its best-in-class Uconnect theater can defeat any temper tantrum. And when cargo space is in danger, Pacifica's trusty class-exclusive stow-and-go always comes to the rescue. Get a great deal at the Chrysler Incredible Sales Event.
Available feature based on the FCA US LLC premium event segment. Chrysler and Uconnect are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
Every home is unique. That's why I, the Orkin Man, rely on science.
Oh, thanks for coming.
Whoa, you have a problem.
Yeah, cockroaches.
Well, frogs do eat roaches. It's great that you tried to take care of it yourself, but I prefer using the latest science from our entomologists to customize a treatment for your home. It'll help get rid of the cockroaches without all the mess. Ooh, did that one just...
Yep, right into my cereal.
Orkin, pest control down to a science. Visit Orkin.com for a free estimate.
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
And you will respect my authority.
On WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Friends at Palmetto Dunes would love to talk to you about your vacation plans, about your golf trips, about your corporate retreats, about your family reunions, about your weddings. There's a lot of big things they do there. They really do a good job when it comes to the larger groups and the specialist stuff. I mean, individuals they take care of, and they do that great. But I remember my days working there of having the big corporate outings. Having the huge family type situations coming in, or the small businesses getting in there. It's a great place to retreat, have some meeting spaces they have, then get out on the golf course or tennis or beach and all. Does a whole lot for morale. Think about your next trip. Think about a honeymoon. Think about a wedding. Think about a little family reunion. Do that with your ladies' golf trips, with your men's golf trips. Do that at Palmetto Dunes. And PalmettoDunes.com, the beautiful award-winning oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. The PGA Tour is in White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia this week. They are at the military tribute at the Greenbrier. Yesterday, Webb Simpson from Charlotte shot 9-under par, 61 yesterday. This kid, Joaquin Neiman, shot 63. He's a future superstar. Ton of local guys. You ready? Sam Saunders, 2-under par with tied for 44th right now. Bill Haas, William McGirt, Wesley Bryan, Kevin Kisner all shoot 1-under par, tied for 64th. Scott Brown even tied for 88th with Tommy Gainey. Richie Rorinsky and Jonathan Bird shot 1-over, tied for 108th. Kyle Thompson, 3-over, 137. And Brendan DeYoung, 8-over yesterday, tied for or alone at 155. So we got two guys in the top 50. Well, Sam Saunders in the top 50 right now at the military tribute at the Greenbrier up in White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia. I understand it's beautiful. Probably not as beautiful as Palmetto Dunes. All the great nature scenes. Looking forward to your large groups. Make that planning. Do that in advance. You can save yourself some money, but talk to the folks there at Palmetto Dunes. Check it all out. Subscribe to the emails at palmettodunes.com with Zach Orr, only for another hour and 8 minutes. And then Kelly Grammett will join us. That's going to go across the pond. You're not leaving till Sunday across the pond, though.
No. But we're flying up to New Jersey this morning.
What do you do for 2 days in Jersey?
I got a 5:45 tee time tonight, this afternoon. And,
do you really?
Yeah.
Your local hometown course?
Yeah, a little hometown. And we'll play
taking
that.
Your sticks?
No. I have some old ones up there my brother has. We'll use those. And then tomorrow we'll be taking care of some things, out and around, seeing some family, and just enjoying the time, enjoying some time home.
Well, good, man. Hope it works out great for you.
Mm-hmm.
I have not, because I was on the road yesterday.
Driving.
Right. I saw the plan before I left.
You did.
I did not see any reaction. I got back fairly late last night, went to bed fairly early. So I've not seen reaction.
What time did you go to bed?
9:45-ish.
This is why we can't invite you places, because we're going places at 9:45.
I got up at 5 yesterday and drove 5 hours home.
We're going places.
No. Not to stay up for you guys, but that's not going to happen. I don't need to worry about that. What percentage of the comments that you heard on radio, on social media, on websites, what percentage of those were positive? What percentage were negative?
Percentage positive, I say it's like
95.5. Okay. I like... Obviously, I don't hear the 95. Boy, great job. Good job. Pat yourself in the back. What were the concerns? Like, what were the negative? I know some people are just going to be negative. Some people, if they won the lottery, they complain about the taxes.
I didn't hear a legitimate negative concern.
Well, in your mind, it might have been legitimate. In their mind, it probably was legitimate.
Well, in my mind, it wasn't.
What were the illegitimate?
It was the fact that you're breaking tradition having to pay for tickets.
You're not having to pay for tickets.
So it's illegitimate.
Right.
It didn't matter to me. Right. It was the fact that we even have to change this at all. It was the easy route of yelling and screaming about millennials, that kind of stuff. And it wasn't anything good. It was just illegitimate claims of anger.
I think these people, you could tell when the board gave the directive that this is what you're going to do. And you could tell that they were serious about it. And these people did it, and they need to be commended for it. On the frequently asked questions on the Clemson Athletic website, one of them is, why was the process changing? Right? So the one thing you asked that was, or the one of the complaints was, why change it, right? According to the website, it said, over the past years, there's been a great deal of discussion surrounding Clemson football student ticketing. After receiving many comments and complaints from students, Clemson student government, and Clemson Athletics came together to make adjustments to allow students more control in acquiring tickets. The goal is to set these valuable tickets in the hands of students who want them the most, while also continuing to provide every student an opportunity to experience a long-standing tradition of Clemson football game days. I think they accomplished those goals. Another frequently asked question, can I sit with friends? Yes. Free tickets are available every student section, so regardless of how you receive your ticket, you have the opportunity to sit with your friends. Tickets will be fully transferable, enabling students to freely exchange tickets with other students to keep friends together. I think that's important. Because, look, that was one of my concerns. Remember that? We had the father that said, man, look, I got an 18-year-old daughter. She's a freshman last year, and she wanted to go to the games, and we worry about, safety and sitting. I don't want to sit around a bunch of drunk guys. And, mm-hmm. I can understand that. If she has friends to go with, such a social part of it anyway, I get that. Next one is, can I transfer my purchased tickets to another student? Yes, they can be transferred. However, only purchased tickets can be resold, whereas free tickets from the lottery on game day cannot be transferred for any monetary value. That's a good idea. Shouldn't be able to sell something's given to you for free. Is there anything worse? I've done this before for people, okay? Is there anything worse than, hey, man, I'm looking for some tickets for the Clemson Wake Forest game. Get this from me. Yeah. You charge them face value.
Yep.
And then you go to the game and there's somebody sitting beside you that aren't the people that your buddy sold those tickets to.
Has that happened to you?
Or you give them to him? So, yeah, that's happened to me.
Oh.
Here's the one I hate. This is why I got out of the ticket business right here. Hey, Mickey, man, we've been looking for Clemson Notre Dame. Can you help me out? The two scenarios I can't stand. You bust your butt to do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
They go, hey, Tommy, man, look, I got you some tickets. Really? Where are they? What? Dude, you're asking where they are? Like, you beggars can't be choosers, right? My wife always says, you get what you get, and you don't pitch a fit.
Isn't that right?
And then the other one, I hate this one. This is the one that gets me more than anything else, Sacco Homer Store 24. Does it ever happen to you? Hey, man, we're looking like crazy. Can you get me any Notre Dame tickets? So you get them. Like 3 days later, you call them back. Hey, Bo, I got two for you. He goes, oh, no, we already got some.
Yes, that one's happened to me.
Well, how about calling me back?
Hey, man, how about shooting me a quick little text?
All I've done is just bust my butt. And it's, at that point in time, I said, I'm out. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm out.
I won't do it.
Nope. So just don't call me for tickets. I'll call you for tickets. You don't call me for tickets. I hate that. We're going to find a way to be. There's some companies that don't even do any printed tickets at all anymore. Some teams, no printed tickets. Everything's on your phone. I wonder what happened if your Wi-Fi's out or if something's out and your ticket scanner's out or something like that. It wouldn't be good. But anyway. We're going to continue to make advances as far as this goes and transferring tickets over phones and all and not get people scammed. I can see that a little bit. We'll talk more about this coming up.
I'll have your ticket guy on again in the fall.
Yeah, I love that guy.
Yep.
So we'll talk about that. Some of those numbers that matter. I told you what it costs us, that number of $280 or $210 or 10,200 tickets or 3,600 season tickets available or 6,600 free tickets available. So great friends at University Colleges, numbers matter to them. 784-3400, 784-3400 to get in touch with them, universitycolleges.com. Great place to live for students in the fall. Ask about maybe doing away with a deposit, security deposit. And ask about 10-month leases. The number that really matters to them, 784-3400, universitycolleges.com. Ingalls Crossing, beautiful, brand-new place to live. All right, short break.
Sure.
We'll come back. Open phone line segment, then Josh Williams, then Joe Galbraith in hour two and three.